The next case to be heard is 2017-64, M.K. Menlo versus Summit County Board of Revision. Is Mr. Seed here?
He is here. He's in the next room. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had one of the attorneys leaving over to mention.
Yeah. Good morning. So this is case number 2017-64, M.K. Menlo property owner. We'll hear from Mr. Swaim.
Yes, Stephen Swaim here on behalf of the property owner, M.K. Menlo, LLC. This is another case in the line of cases dealing with the change in statute 5713.03. And this court has, over the last year, issued several decisions dealing with this. The lead decision was Terraza 8 LLC versus Franklin County, where they addressed the issue of the change in the statute. And the basically, to summarize that, the sales, a reported sale of a property is now rebuttable under Terraza 8 and the change in the statute. That's a change from the line of cases from Berea on. In this particular situation case, the BTA did not have the benefit of Terraza 8 when it issued its decision. It was issued prior to the Terraza 8 decision coming down.
You would agree that under Terraza 8, the remedy here would be remand, not an outright reversal?
I would prefer an outright reversal, but I understand that the court has been consistent in doing remands on these particular cases. And so we would request that if the court would rule in our favor at the end of its decision, we would ask that the case be remanded to the Board of Tax Appeals in consideration of the evidence that was provided. Very simply, the BTA decision in this case very briefly said that first, the Board of Education objected to the admission of the taxpayer's appraisal evidence. There was an appraisal prepared by MAI appraisal. It was provided to the Board of Revision. It was to the Board of Tax Appeals and to the school board. And the BTA overruled that objection, but then said specifically, we will not, however, address the merits of the owner's appraisal report, with the phrase, I think they've used it numerous times, it is only when the purchase price does not reflect the true value of a piece of property that a review of independent appraisals based upon other factors is appropriate. It is clear with that statement that they didn't even look at the appraisal evidence that was presented to them in this particular case. No analysis of the income approach, no analysis of the sales comparison approach, no analysis of the credibility of the appraiser. They just out and out disregarded the appraisal and took the sale as the sole indication of value, citing the whole line of cases, basically, prior to the change in the statute. And they did note the change in the statute, but then totally ignored it. This is precisely down the line of Terraza 8 situation and the other cases that this court has faced. I could go on and on. I'm sure this court has heard many of the arguments, but we believe that in this particular case, As a matter of law, the BTA has committed reversible error and that the matter should be remanded to the BTA for consideration of the appraisal evidence.
Thank you, Mr. Swain. Mr. C.
May it please the court, I am David Seed, attorney for Talmadge City School District. While this is yet another Terrazza case for this court, this is actually a case of an appellant failing to present credible evidence to the Board of Revision and to the Board of Tax Appeals. As the record will show, there is a sale for $5,330,000. Okay. There was no testimony from an owner or the buyer or seller that the sale was not arm's length or not recent. Okay, so there you're left with the issue we have with Terrazza, that we have a lease fee sale, or allegedly a lease fee sale. Okay, there was no witness from the owner or from the tenant to discuss the lease in place, any of the terms of the lease. No witness discussed the lease. More problematic is that the appraiser engaged by either the owner or tenant, we're not sure who the true interest party here is, but it's the Rite Aid, and we're not sure if it's Rite Aid that's pursuing this or the owner. But the appraiser, when the court reviews pages 2 and 34 of the appraisal, they'll see that in the ownership discussion on page 2, there's just a reference that it's a lease, property has a lease in place. And on page 34, in the income approach, there's no discussion of the lease. The only discussion is a quote, "The appraisal is made disregarding the existing lease," end quote. The appraiser does not include a copy of the lease in the report. The appraiser does not summarize the lease. The appraiser does not discuss the actual contract rent of the lease, the term of the lease, option periods, renewals, tenant improvements, what expenses the tenant is responsible for in the lease. Essentially, the appraiser assumes, just disregards the lease when he took on the assignment.
But aren't the points that you're making simply something for the fact finder to consider potentially on remand when they look at the appraisal?
That is correct. I think our concern is this, that if the court does remand the case, that essentially the owner here or tenant will try to supplement a poor record that was created at the BTA. Can the owner then submit a new appraisal or have the appraiser then review the lease or bring witnesses in to the BTA hearing? Okay, that they did not do.
So are you still arguing against a remand, or are you arguing that the remand order should say no new evidence?
I think that the court may be able, one, to be able to hold in this situation. This is a good situation for the court to deal with because you have a various flavors of these Terrazza cases. And one case that I think is problematic is simply, can a moving party, I represent school boards, can I simply have an appraiser come in, not even look at the lease, and just come up with an opinion of value, and because the property is leased, the appraisal will take precedence over the lease fee sale. Essentially, you would then have no lease fee sales. You'd have appraisals substituting for lease fee sales.
But under your reading of Terrazza 8, then, there has to be proof that there's a lease in place for the appraisal to be admissible as evidence.
I think there has to be, one, there should be proof or testimony from a witness for the owner, or it could be the tenant, of a lease, so it's not hearsay evidence. That's one thing. Further, and this goes to a basic appraisal theory, the appraiser should at least undertake an investigation of the lease, because they're comparing the lease, and I mentioned, you know, you could go through a dozen factors of any lease, from the rate to the term to the expenses, all the items in a lease, and you're comparing it to a comparable in a sale or in a market lease. And if the appraiser doesn't know the facts of the existing lease and doesn't even consider it, then how can the appraiser conclude that there is a leasehold interest, positive or negative, in the sale of the property?
Of course, the other way of looking at the amended statute and Terrazza 8 is to simply say the amended statute says the auditor or fiscal officer may rather than shall use the sale price.
Correct.
And that appraisals are now simply admissible, and the fact finder should engage in the type of analysis that you're suggesting.
And I think the concern, yes, because I think here's the concern, and you're not going to see this, the Court of Appeals will largely see this, but I think this court needs to give some direction. And councils I'm going a little bit off here, but I'm trying to communicate a point that we can't have in Ohio every lease fee sale simply challenged with an appraisal where, and I think this is the problem with Terrazza 8, where, because we still have a preference in the law that, and I think Terrazza holds that there is the sale of arm's length sale is the best evidence of value. That there needs to be a situation where there is an actual meaningful leasehold interest that is proven, positive or negative, that has, then the fact finder can then decide, for example, if the lease rate is $10 and the appraiser opines to a market rent that's a dollar more or less, is that a meaningful discrepancy? Well, the fact finder will decide that. But the key, well, going back to our case at hand, is that in this situation, the appraiser treated this assignment as if he could just disregard the lease without looking into the terms of that lease. And on remand, if the court chooses to remand, it would be for the it would be a direction for the court to the BTA to consider the evidence that's in the record and review the matter under Terrazza 8 in place of allowing the parties to develop new appraisal evidence because I think the parties were aware of the statute when they submitted the evidence to the Board of Tax Appeals. You mentioned before that these cases are being remanded, so but I think the issue still is whether what kind of evidence in terms of an appraisal is necessary to rebut a sale, to simply presenting an appraisal, or does the appraiser or the moving party that's opposing the sale have to present evidence to show that there is a lease, the terms of the lease, how the lease impacts the sale price, so that you can truly show the goal here is that the objection to using a lease fee sale is that there is a leasehold interest created that should not be valued for tax purposes. So the appraiser and the opponent of the sale need to develop that evidence to a trier of fact and not merely just assume that because the property is leased, that the lease fee sale can be disregarded. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Seed. Mr. Swaim, you have 10 minutes and 51 seconds.
Okay. I think the record reflects that the appraiser was aware of the lease. As appraisers are wont to do, he didn't discuss it other than to say it wasn't relevant in this particular case for purposes of his appraisal. And I'm paraphrasing badly, and I do not have an exact page cite into his testimony there. But that would be typical appraiser behavior.
What about Mr. Seed's point that on a remand, should there be new evidence taken or should it be decided on the record that's already been made?
We would concur that it should be decided on the record already made. We have no disagreement with Mr. Seed on that. What he is requesting on his lease analysis is considerably beyond what this court has said in Terraza 8 or the other cases that have come down subsequent to Terraza 8. Those are factual issues, not legal issues for a trier of fact. Appraisers go through in their appraisal process and a lease analysis are looking at market leases, generally speaking. They don't talk about the specifics of a 16, 25-page lease in their appraisal. They pick up the general terms of the lease in coming up with their lease comparable analysis. We believe that that would be an entirely different issue as to forcing appraisers to go beyond what they normally do in the course of generating a typical appraisal. We believe that the record shows very specifically that the BTA ignored the change in the statute, did not have the benefit of Terraza 8 at the time. They accepted into evidence the appraisal, and then they said they weren't going to consider it. We believe that those are grounds for reversal and that this case should be reversed and remanded to the BTA.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Swain. This case will be submitted, and the court will advise the parties of its decision.